Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit, and this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Sure, it never happens in your family, but sometimes when parents go out for an evening, brothers and sisters disagree over things like who's in charge, when to take a bath, or who set the television on fire. How can these conflicts be resolved? Stay tuned and see on today's Adventure in Odyssey, right after this. George and Mary Barclay have been out by themselves for a nice dinner with good conversation and romantic glances across a candlelit table. All in all, a perfect night. And then they had to go home.
Well, that was enjoyable, wasn't it? Just the two of us for dinner for a change.
It was. Thanks for thinking of it, George. We haven't been out on a date in a long time.
Yeah, you know, we should do that more often. That is, if you'll go out with me again.
I'll have to ask my parents.
You know, I was thinking during the meal just how nice it is to be able to leave the kids home. I mean, now that Donna's old enough to watch Jimmy.
I was thinking the same thing. I wonder how they got along tonight. I hope they didn't fight.
Now we've been gone only a couple of hours. They probably haven't had time to fight. Well, that's funny.
What?
Well, those flashing lights down the street.
It looks like... Is that a fire truck, George?
Well, yeah. Oh, I sure hope none of our neighbors... Mary?
George, the fire truck is in front of our house! Donna? Jimmy?
Mary, wait!
George? George Barclay?
What? Oh, Captain, what's happened? Where are my kids?
Take it easy, Mr. Barclay. Everyone's all right. They're in the family room. You just had a little electrical trouble, that's all. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about? What are all these men doing here if there's nothing to worry about?
It's routine. Anytime anyone calls about a problem, we send the whole crew, just in case. Fortunately, this time we weren't needed. It was only the TV.
The TV?
Yes, now I know you're frazzled, but really, everything's fine.
Look, I want to see my kids. Oh, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, boys, let's get it all back to the station.
Quiet!
Well, I'm glad to see everyone safe and under control. Are you kids all right? Everything okay? The TV! Look at the TV!
I know, Dad. That's what I was telling Mom. You see,
you weren't telling Mom anything. What happened is...
Quiet, please! Go back to your corners until the bell for the next round goes off. George, help.
Why is the carpet all wet? Good grief, what happened here?
She was on the phone all night, Dad.
I was not. You had a friend in.
That's only because he couldn't get us on the
phone. And then you tried to blow the house up.
Hold it. That's enough. I can't believe the two of you are acting this way.
It's all her fault.
All right. I want to know what happened, one at a time.
See, Dad, I was upstairs.
Wait a minute. He didn't say you should go first.
But I'm oldest.
Hey, will you two cut it out? Good grief. Mary?
I don't know, George. Look, maybe you should take Jimmy to his room, and I'll talk to Donna in here. Then we can figure out what happened.
Good idea. Come on, Jimmy.
I'll tell you what really happened.
Sure, but none of it will be true.
That's enough, Donna. Bye, George.
See you in court recesses, Counselor.
Jimmy
all right, Donna. Now, I want you to calm down and tell me what happened here tonight.
It's all Jimmy's fault.
Right there. Now, I said to calm down, and I didn't ask you whose fault it was. I asked you to tell me what happened. Now, start when we left.
Well, you and Dad told us we couldn't have any friends over while you were out to dinner, and then you left and...
We told you something else, too.
You wanted Jimmy to take a bath.
Something else.
Well, you told me not to talk on the phone.
That's the one.
Well, I wasn't going to talk on the phone, but Katie called right after you left. It was really important.
Uh-huh.
We didn't talk long. Really. She was upset about something, and I was trying to help her. You have so much to live for. Consider the lilies of the field, the sparrows of the air.
Donna.
You must have faith to see you through this crisis.
Donna.
Yes. I know the damage you've suffered in your interpersonal relationship.
Donna.
But you must consider the long term. This is but a passing time for us.
Donna!
Hold on just one moment, Katie. Yes, Jimmy, may I help you?
I'm telling Mom and Dad you're on the phone.
I'm sure that under the circumstances, Mother and Father will understand. I'm assisting someone in need. Have you had your bath?
Oh, quit nagging me. I don't have to take a bath.
Now, dear brother, Mother and Father said specifically that you should have a bath this evening. They're only concerned for your hygienic welfare, as I am. And at this time, I'm responsible for you. Please take a bath.
Nag, 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 nag.
Please, James, if not out of respect for me, but certainly for the wishes of our parents, start the bath water.
Neener, neener, neener. I'll start the bath water, all right.
Let me get this straight, Donna. You were counseling Katie in this life and death situation, and Jimmy was giving you a hard time, right?
Worse than a hard time, he was obnoxious.
And then what?
The next thing I knew, there was water pouring out of the bathtub and all over the floor. And when I told Jimmy to clean it up, I found out that Oscar was downstairs watching TV.
Wait, Oscar was here?
Yeah. After you and Dad said not to have any friends in and to stay away from the TV because it wasn't working right. See, it's Jimmy's fault.
Wait. That doesn't explain why the firemen were here.
Oh, well, like I said, there was water all over the floor upstairs, and I told Jimmy to get a mop and a bucket. While I was cleaning up the water, I heard Oscar downstairs screaming something about a fire. Naturally, he and Jimmy panicked.
Fire! Fire! Hey, somebody help!
Don't panic, Oscar. Tell me what is happening.
There's smoke pouring out of the TV. Help! Help!
Fire? What are we gonna do? Somebody do something! Help!
Be calm, James.
Fire!
Everything will be fine.
No!
Let me investigate the extent of the problem and we'll determine a course of action.
Help! Help!
But it's a fire! We gotta put it out! I'll use a bucket of this bath water! I'm coming, Oscar!
James! No, wait! Don't throw the water on the TV! I couldn't stop him, Mom. He threw the water on the TV and all the lights went out in the house. Next thing I knew, the fire truck was here.
Uh-huh. Well, that's quite an adventure. It was a good thing you kept your head.
Well, somebody had to.
Uh-huh. And that's what happened tonight.
Yeah, just like that.
Well, thanks for telling me. Now all I have to do is find out what Jimmy told your father.
He's probably making something up.
I'm telling you, Donna changes when you're not around.
What are you talking about, son?
Well, she gets all power hungry.
Oh.
She makes the Wicked Witch of the West look like Snow White.
Jimmy, enough with the commentary. Just tell me what happened.
Okay, as soon as you guys left, she was on the phone with Katie up in your room.
Oh.
And you know what that's like.
I heard that you and Donald broke up today. Oh, that's terrible. He what? He left a note in your locker at school? Yeah? What did it say? Oh, come on. I tell you everything.
Donna?
He said that?
Donna.
I don't believe it. Well, did you see him? Did you talk?
Oh, Donna.
What, Jimmy? You're such a pest.
I just wanted to warn you about being on the phone. Mom and Dad said...
I don't care what Mom and Dad said. Get lost.
But, Donna...
I said get lost. This is important. Why don't you go take a bath or something? That's what they told you to do.
Yes, I suppose I will. A nice, hot, soothing bath would be nice.
Well, then hurry up, Runt. I'm trying to talk to Katie.
You're right, Jimmy. That doesn't sound like Donna at all.
See?
But you haven't told me why Oscar was here or what happened to the TV set.
Oh, well, see, I went in and turned on the water for a bath, and the doorbell rang, so I went down to get it.
Ah.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Oscar. What are you doing here?
I thought maybe we could do something tonight.
I tried to call, but the line was busy, so I figured I'd walk over.
Normally that would be okay, but my parents said that... Wait here a moment, will you? I left the bathwater running upstairs.
Oh, okay.
So I went upstairs to turn off the water, and Donna started yelling at me.
Jimmy, look at this mess. You let the water run all over the floor. Were you born without a brain, or did it fall out of your ear one day? Get a bucket and mop and clean this up before Mom and Dad get home.
Yes, Donna, my beloved sister. I'm sorry. I'll do it right away.
That's probably for me.
Donna, please let me answer it. I don't want you to be tempted to disobey Mom and Dad anymore.
Get lost.
This is for your own good, Donna.
Hey, you runt. Don't push me. Stay away from that phone.
Hello?
Jimmy?
No, I'm sorry. She can't come to the phone now.
Give me it.
Please call back in a couple of hours. Thank you.
Jimmy? Ooh, you're gonna pay for that.
I'd tell you the rest, Dad, but, well, this is a family show.
Yeah, I see. And the TV?
When I could walk again, I went down to get a bucket and a mop for the bathroom. I guess Oscar got tired of waiting at the front door, so he went in to watch TV. Huh. He was fiddling with it when I passed by. In my delirious state, I didn't realize what he was doing. I went back upstairs and started mopping up the water.
Mm-hmm.
Donna was on the phone again. Next thing I knew, Oscar was yelling that there was a fire downstairs.
Fire! Fire! Hey, somebody help!
Oscar, what are you doing here? What do you mean there's a fire? Where?
There's smoke pouring out of the TV. Help! Help! The place is gonna burn down!
Fire? What are we gonna do? Somebody do something! Help!
Don't worry, Donna. I'll take care of everything. Go out front until I make sure everything is safe.
Help! Help!
But it's a fire. We have to put it out. Quick, Jimmy, use this bucket of bath water. Hurry!
But, Donna...
Mom and Dad put me in charge. Now do what I say or suffer the consequences.
Yes, ma'am. But I want to go on record to say I think it's a bad idea.
So you dumped a bucket of water on the television against your will.
Yeah, and then all the power in the house went off and the firemen came.
I see.
And that's what happened, Dad. Really? Hmm. Donna doesn't know what she's talking about.
You're sure you're not leaving anything out?
Nope, not a thing.
Okay, well, that's that.
You believe me?
Well, I believe you.
Huh?
I want to compare notes with your mom, son. You wait right here.
Will we ever find out what really happened? Maybe so, when we return to today's adventure and odyssey, right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure and odyssey.
All right, Oscar, thanks for all your help. Look, don't worry about it. We needed a new TV anyway, honest. All right, see you later.
Well, Dad, did he tell you? Just like my story, huh?
He's Jimmy's friend. He'll say anything.
Listen, you two. We called you down from your rooms to listen to our story. No fighting and not a word until we're finished. Understand?
Yeah.
Okay, Mom.
George, did Oscar fill in any of the blanks?
Yes, he did. And knowing my beloved children as well as I do, I think I have a better idea of what really happened now.
This ought to be interesting.
Well, let's see. We left Jimmy and Donna with a couple of final instructions. No friends over while we were gone. No TV because it wasn't working right, and Jimmy was to take a bath and Donna was to stay off the phone in case of an emergency. Now, as best as I can figure it out, Donna got a call from Katie not long after we left, and she answered it in our room.
What, Katie? Yeah, look, I can't really talk now. See, my parents went out and... What? You and Donald broke up today? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's terrible.
Donna.
Yeah, I know you do. Well, did he say why? A note in your locker? You mean he didn't even tell you in person? Wow.
Donna!
Wait a second, Katie. What, Jimmy?
Mom and Dad said you're not allowed to talk on the phone.
I know, but she's crying. I'll get off in a minute.
But Donna, the TV's not working.
So?
So I'm bored. Let's do something.
I can't now. Did you take your bath? Mom and Dad said to take a bath.
I don't feel like taking a bath.
Jimmy, take a bath.
No, don't start nagging me. I don't want to take a bath.
You're such a brat. Go take a bath.
Nag, 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 nag.
Jimmy, I want to hear that bathwater running in 30 seconds or you're going to be in big trouble. Got it? I mean it. Mom and Dad put me in charge. Take a bath. Now, what were you saying, Katie? Me and Greg?
Where did you hear that?
Yeah. You want to hear bathwater? I'll let you hear bathwater.
Now, knowing the occasionally stubborn and mischievous nature of our son, he went in and started to run the bathwater. Not to take a bath, mind you, just to let his sister hear it running. And, of course, since she was still on the phone, she couldn't have known. And then...
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Oscar. What are you doing here?
I thought maybe we could do something tonight. I tried to call, but the line was busy, so I walked over.
But my folks aren't here. I'm not supposed to... Well,
Now, I'm only guessing, but I think something in Jimmy's mind clicked at this moment. He figured, wait a minute, Donna's gabbing on the phone. Why can't I have a friend in? And so...
Yeah, come on in, but I have to take a quick bath. Go wait in the family room, and I'll be down in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, Jimmy made it back upstairs as Donna finished her quick conversation with Katie.
So, David told Richard, who told Debbie, that he heard Greg might call me sometime. I know, I couldn't believe it either. Huh? Oh, okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, we'll be at Wits End around 11. Bye. Jimmy?
Huh?
Why has the bathwater been running so long?
Oh, I had to go answer the door.
Somebody was at the door? Who?
Oh, just Oscar.
I'll get it. That's probably for me.
No, I'll get it. You'll talk all night.
Get out of my way, Jimmy. It's for me.
This is for your own good, Donna.
Hey, you rent. Don't push me. Come back. Stay away from the phone.
Hello? No, I'm sorry. She can't come to the
Jimmy.
Phone now. Please call back in a couple of hours. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Jimmy? Oh, who was that?
Oh, I don't know. Some guy named Greg.
What?
I can't really describe what happened after that, but whatever carnage ensued, the bathwater kept running. Meanwhile, downstairs in the family room, Oscar was getting very bored and decided to watch some television, not knowing, of course, that the TV wasn't working right.
This is weird. I turn on the TV, but nothing happens. I wonder what... Oh, it's unplugged. There, that should fix it.
And back upstairs, Donna and Jimmy finally noticed that the bathwater was running. No, pouring.
Okay, I give.
Promise you'll never do anything like that ever again.
I promise, now let me go.
Okay, there.
I have my fingers crossed.
You rat! Come back here!
I'm gonna take my bath now!
Hey! Jimmy, look what you did! There's water all over the place! Mom and Dad are gonna throw a fit!
It's not my fault. You were the one yelling and chasing me everywhere.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not gonna put the blame for this on me. You get downstairs right now and get a mop and bucket.
But...
Now!
Okay, I'm going. I'll get it!
On your life!
The mop and bucket, I meant.
Hello? Oh, hi, Debbie.
Now, while Donna was distracted by yet another phone call, Jimmy went downstairs to get a mop and bucket. He passed the family room where Oscar was fiddling with the TV.
Mop and bucket. I know, where do they keep this stuff?
Hey, Jimmy.
Huh?
How do I get this TV to work?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes you gotta hit it on the top. Oh, there they are. I'll be back down in a minute.
Jimmy took the mop and bucket back upstairs while Oscar took Jimmy's advice.
Just hit it on the top. That didn't work. Maybe he meant harder. There.
He was the kind of man who flowers every freshman. He drove the unrelated
hey,
church on TV show.
The TV is smoking. Hey, Jimmy! Somebody! Fire! Fire!
Upstairs, Donna was on the phone.
Fire? Who's yelling fire? I gotta go, Debbie. The house is on fire.
Debbie, being the good friend that she is, panicked on Donna's behalf and promptly called the fire department. In the hall, Donna and Jimmy collided.
Oscar, what are you doing here? What do you mean there's a fire? Where?
What's going on? What fire?
There's smoke pouring out of the TV. Help! Help! The place is gonna burn down.
Fire? What are we gonna do? Somebody do something.
What do we do? Everyone run outside!
Water! Run down and throw water on it!
Right! Where's the water?
In the bucket, hurry!
In the bucket? Oh, yeah!
Help!
Hurry, Jimmy!
I'm hurrying!
Jimmy spilled most of the water running down the stairs, but he had just enough left to ruin the television.
Hurry, Jimmy! Dump it on!
Okay! Got it!
What happened to the lights?
Did we blow a fuse?
I think you knocked the power out, Jimmy.
Me?
Well, at least the fire's out.
And I think we know the rest. Well, is that how it happened?
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Yeah, but I want to know how parents can always figure these things out.
You know, I'm really surprised at you two. Both of you should have known better than to act like you did. Not only were you childish with each other, but you blatantly disobeyed us.
That's what bothers me the most. Yeah. We left you here for 2 hours, and we couldn't trust you for even that long. When will we be able to trust you? Donna?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
And that's it. Both of you go back up to your rooms while your mother and I figure out a suitable punishment. And Jimmy, I think you still need a bath.
Yes, sir. Good night.
Good night, Mom, Dad.
Well, George, what do you think?
I don't know. Is it too late for adoption?
They're too old.
I didn't mean them. I meant us. There must be a family somewhere who wants two kids our age.
I'll check the newspaper. Oh, isn't it funny how different their stories were?
Not really. It's typical. Everybody sees things their own way. Guess the trick is learning how to see things as they are. Come on, Mary.
What? Where are we going?
We're on a date, remember?
What are you thinking?
I don't know. Maybe start a fire and roast some marshmallows in the back of the television set. What do you think?
Oh, George.
Even when we believe our side is the only side, I think it's important for us to realize that there are usually two sides to every story, especially when it's one person's word against another. You may see things one way, your brother or sister may see it a completely different way. It doesn't mean anybody's lying, only that we have our own perceptions about what we see, why somebody did something, why people act the way they do, just like we heard in the adventure. And we should note what Mr. Barkley said at the end. The trick is to learn how to see things as they really are. So next time you're in the middle of a fight with someone, stop and think about the other person's point of view. Then maybe you'll realize there isn't anything to fight about after all. And there's another important lesson to learn from today's program. Don't ever throw water on an electrical fire like Donna and Jimmy did. In fact, if you ever have a fire in your house, get out of the house first and then call for help. Don't take any chances trying to deal with it yourself. You could get hurt. Okay? Thank you for coming back to Odyssey again. We're glad you could take the time to be with us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. Two Sides to Every Story was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.